I guess calligraphy wasn't the answer. And obviously, initially that stung. I think it was 1 week ago exactly, I decided to open my calligraphy set. That, for those of you just tuning in, or maybe for those of you who missed last week, I purchased at this sort of incredible bookstore in La Jolla, San Diego. Because I recently told someone I was in La Jolla and they were like, "Is that Orange County?" And I was like, "All right." I didn't know I was going to have to include San Diego as well, but it's like, yeah, I don't know if I had never been to La Jolla if I would know where it was. So I purchased this calligraphy set in San Diego after just like months of having this inkling to do calligraphy because I liked it when I did it in fourth grade. And I was like, oh, this is going to be my thing. I just pictured me so cozy. The holidays are approaching. It's like it's late November and I have some sort of incredible warm drink. I don't even know what it is. I didn't get that far into the daydream. I don't know what the beverage is, but I have a warm beverage. It's amazing. I'm just like so cozy. I'm warm and I'm just calligraphying my ass off. I'm just inking flowy letters and I'm having the time of my life. Yeah, that's what I pictured. I pictured myself dipping my quill in some fresh black ink. It was just like, I just thought it was going to be the activity that really relaxed me, that really grounded me, that really sort of just quelled all of my worries, And looking back, obviously, I accidentally put so much pressure on calligraphy in a way that it could never have been ready for. It's like calligraphy never claimed to be the answer to all my problems. Like, it was just like, yeah, we're here if you want to, like, weirdly, write someone's name on a letter. It's like that's about it. And I opened the kit last Monday and I was like, oh my gosh, I had a basketball game on. And I was like, I'm just going to watch a little basketball, do a little calligraphy, just sort of the ideal evening. And I don't know. I don't know. I guess I made the mistake of, because I got this piece of paper and I had everything out, and then I was like, oh, maybe I should watch a YouTube tutorial on calligraphy. I was like, I don't think it's why. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, oh, am I insane? I'm just gonna start doing calligraphy. Like, I have no knowledge. Like, I'm just assuming I'm gonna pick up where I left off when I was like 8 or something or 9. And so I was like, okay, let me watch a YouTube tutorial. And I went to this one, it had a lot of views. And let me just say, this bitch really stressed me out. Like, she was so serious about calligraphy in a way that wasn't fun. It's like she wasn't like, she didn't have the passion of the people working the special pen counter at this bookstore I got the calligraphy set from. Like, it wasn't like a pleasant passion she had for it. Like, it was this really just sort of like aggressive, defensive. She started out this video and she was like, let me just say that calligraphy is not cursive. Cursive is not calligraphy. And it was like, whoa, 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 bitch. Like, relax. Like, who, like, I don't know. It's like this had been brewing in her for years, and like just like one night she's like, all right, I'm gonna make this YouTube tutorial and I'm gonna like get out all this anger. It's so funny, it's like in the moment I didn't register like how chaotic she was coming off, but now I'm just like, oh yeah, she like really just set a negative tone for me. I don't even know if I could find it. Calligraphy, Oh, here's the bitch. 1.9 million views 5 years ago. All right, Jesus. Wix, enough. Yes, my website's powered by Wix. I really can't get into it. Okay.
And today I'm going to show you what the number one most frustrating thing I see happening with beginners trying to learn calligraphy is, why it's wrong, and how to make it right.
Like, she's already starting off just negative. Like, she's like, this is what's wrong. It's like, bitch, I'm rediscovering this thing after, like, so many years. It's like, and now you're just bringing me down. All right, enough with this intro.
You stick around to the end of the video. I'm actually going to tell you exactly where you can go to get a whole archive of free information that I've put out there for beginners wanting to start from the very ground up. And it'll give you the perfect spot to kick off and make sure that you're doing things right from the get-go. So like I said, what I'm about to show you is hands down the most frustrating thing I see happening with beginners who are trying to learn calligraphy. And especially all over social media these days, it's really starting to be an issue that I see come up more often.
And the problem issue.
It's such an easy fix once you know what you're doing that everybody should be able to do it. So I'm going to jump right in and show you what I'm talking about. And as I go, I'm going to show you what materials I'm using to demonstrate. The first thing I want you to understand right off the bat is this.
Oh yeah, she writes it out like a sociopath. She writes cursive does not equal calligraphy. And she writes cursive and cursive and calligraphy and calligraphy.
Cursive and calligraphy are not the same thing. They are Cursive and calligraphy are not the same thing. They are completely different. Sure, you can sort of make cursive look like calligraphy if you understand the basic concept of the thins and thick lines, but they are not the same thing. So for this example, in the cursive, I used this pen, which is a
All right, I can't even deal with her nonsense right now. I mean, she's just off her rocker. Like, she's just sitting here like, it's like, what's the title of her video? It's just like basic calligraphy strokes. It's like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'd love to get a refresh on the basic calligraphy strokes. And then she just comes in like a bat out of hell and she's like, I am seeing this issue everywhere. It is running rampant. People just being like, cursive is calligraphy. It's like, no one ever said that. Okay, I need to chill out. But okay, so this is how I'm starting. So I watched this bitch's video. It's 7 minutes freaking long. It could not have been less helpful. Could not have been less helpful, not for beginners. And then it's like I got frustrated with that and I was like, okay, I don't even know why I watched this YouTube tutorial. Like, let me just do my own thing. You know, it's like, that's it. It's just a problem. Like, looking back, you know, it's like we think everything is so available for us. Oh, look it up on YouTube. Or just open the fucking pen and try it, you know? And I just feel like I all of a sudden just felt so unsure of myself. I was like, who the hell am I to just like start doing calligraphy? Like, I need to watch a tutorial. And then so I kind of started off from a negative place. And then, like, I don't know, this pen instrument wasn't quite picking up the ink in a way that was satisfying. So it's like I would do one stroke and then I would go to do another and it was like it would already start to be out of ink. And I was just like, I can't explain it. I did it for like 20 minutes. Like, I was looking up images of like letters of calligraphy, you know, just to like imitate. But it was just, I just wasn't enjoying it. And, you know, of course, it's like, God, I'm trying to just change my habits. But it's like in my mind, I'm like, oh, great. Now I just wasted $15 on a damn calligraphy set that I don't want. This was not the answer. You know, it was just like, I was already just ready to be like, I fucked up. Like, I got it wrong and whatever. I'm glad I had the basketball game on because then I was just like, let me just transition to this and let's just like calm down. Let's just cool down, etc. So, and then the next day I was thinking about it and I was just like, it's good. It's good to do things and then realize that, okay, maybe this isn't what I wanted to do. You know, it's like you need to experiment to get to the thing you want to do. And it's like, now I know. I used to always do that with jokes. Like, I used to write a joke and it's like, of course, I don't know if this is going to be a joke I like. It's like, it's quite one thing to think of something. And then, you know, sometimes you say a joke out loud and it's just like, even if it works, it's like, I don't know that I love this. Oh, dear. Helena, it's episode 92, for God's sakes. Like, where are your manners? Once again, we don't know if it's episode 92, but it probably is. Yeah, it's just like you have to try things to know what you like and what you don't like. You know, if we keep resisting urges. I for whatever reason had an urge to do calligraphy. And then it's like, okay, let's say 2 years go by and I'm like, ah, I never did that. You know, it's like now I can be like, I had an urge. I did it. It wasn't what I was wanting out of it. And now, great. I can move on to something else, you know? And it's just, that's sort of all everything is just like whittling away the things you don't like. And actually, someone gave me the advice when I was probably like a year or two into stand-up. And they were like, a lot of finding your voice is just knowing the jokes that you wouldn't tell. Like, sometimes you think you start, like, when you get closer to finding your voice, you think of jokes, but then you're just like, that's just not really me, though. You know, it's like, because when you're first starting, you're just like desperate for material and anything to fill time. And you're just, you're in the freaking deep end, just flailing. It's like, I don't know how to do stand-up. I've never done it before, you know? So, and then it really started to be like, I was thinking of jokes and I was like, but this just like isn't my vibe. Like, yes, this is technically a joke, but I don't really think it's funny. And then so it's like, I'm like, all right, so I don't want to do that. So now it's peeling away layers. All right, you fucking get it. And I don't know. It's like, I don't want to say like I'm never going to do calligraphy again, but it's not going to be my winter activity. I can tell you that much right now. Oh my God, it has been freezing in Los Angeles. And I really do hate when people are like, I bought a jacket, but like I'll never wear it here because I live in LA. It's like, bitch, it's 48 degrees. It's like, what are you wearing? A tank top? Of course you need a jacket. It's like, oh my God, I'm just defensive because it's like I am from Los Angeles and I just feel like people are like, there's no seasons here. There's no this, there's no that. It's like, then fucking go back to Pennsylvania, you ratchet ass bitch. Like, then don't be here. Then don't be here. It's like, I'm not coming to Pennsylvania. And this is merely an example. I truly have no one in mind. And I know you're like, well, since you said that, you probably do have someone in mind. I absolutely don't. And just a refresher, when I say bitch, that is male or female. A lot of times it's male, you know? So it's like, this could be anyone. I'm just so sick of people like coming here and just dragging it. It's like, I'm not going to Pennsylvania. Like, oh my God, you guys have four seasons. That's so this, that's so that, you know, it's just people here. Oh, there's only two seasons. Well, guess what? Guess what? It's Monday, November 7th, and it's raining. Interesting. I don't think it rains. The last time I checked, it doesn't really rain in spring. I mean, it does rain in spring. But it's just like, it's cloudy, it's cold, it's overcast, and it's raining. It's supposed to rain all day, and it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. And guess what? It might inch into Wednesday. So everyone who's like, oh, I have this scarf, but like, I guess I'll never wear it since I'm a prisoner to Los Angeles since I voluntarily moved here. It's like, enough. I went on a hike Saturday morning. I got to the mountain at 7:30 a.m. Count it. I got there. Oh my God, it was so cold. It was so cold. I was like, wait, is this like dangerous to do? Like, I was like, wait, are there other people here? Like, is there like some sort of a weather warning that I'm not aware of? It was freezing. And then, of course, once I started going up on the mountain, I was absolutely boiling. And I was wearing three layers, a long sleeve, a sweatshirt, and a fleece. I shed the fleece immediately. I was holding it in my hands. And then I took my sweatshirt off, tied it around my waist. Like, it was just a whole thing. It's hard to get it right. It's hard to get the layers right. But again, that's why I'm experimenting. The next time I go in that similar time zone, when it's that similar weather, I would leave the sweatshirt behind. I would wear the initial long sleeve layer and I would take the fleece. I would opt to leave the sweatshirt out. And so why I went on a hike so early on the Saturday of all days, like, oh God, it was thrilling. It was because I was meeting a friend for breakfast at 9 a.m. And it's like, what I have realized about myself is I really don't like waking up and just going to something. And it's like, I haven't done anything beforehand. Like, okay, the other way that day could have gone, okay, I'm supposed to meet my friend at 9 a.m. So I wake up at 8:15. I rapidly brush my teeth, like do everything I need to do, get dressed, whatever, fly out of the house. I'm probably late. And then it's just like I get there and then we eat breakfast, we leave, and I'm just like, wow, it's, you know, 11 o'clock and I haven't done anything. And I hate that feeling. I hate it so much. So I was like, all right, breakfast at 9 a.m., great. I'll get up early, go on a hike, and then go to breakfast. So then when I finish breakfast, I'm like, wow, I've already worked out today. I actually already made my lemon water. I already read a few pages. It's like, yes, now I have momentum in the day, as opposed to getting done at 11. I'm like, wow, I haven't done anything. And then everything's overwhelming. And then I just kind of do nothing. Okay, whatever, it doesn't matter. So I get to the breakfast spot at 9 a.m. or like 8:55, whatever. And I am starving. I'm actually starving. And I didn't really look at the menu. I've been to this place before. And I was like, once I got off the hike, I was just like, I just wanted oatmeal. I just was craving oatmeal, probably on account of being freezing. And, you know, I just wanted something warm and a little bit sweet. So I get to the place before my friend. So I go up to the counter. I didn't even look at the menu. I was like, you guys have oatmeal, right? And she was like, actually, we don't. And I was like, okay, no, I did look at the menu and I didn't see oatmeal, but I was like, I wasn't deterred by that. Like, them not having oatmeal on the menu didn't make me think that they didn't have it. Like, I was like, of course they have oatmeal in the back. You know, it's like every restaurant just has oatmeal just in case, you know? So I was like, not even stressed that I didn't see it on the menu. I was like, it's fine. Like, you just have to ask. You know, sometimes you just have to ask. Maybe it's like a secret item. So I was like, you guys have oatmeal, right? And she's like, actually, we don't. And I was like, oh boy. I was like, oh God. And I didn't think, so then she goes, yeah, it hasn't come back yet. And I'm like, wait, what? And she's like, it hasn't come back ever since COVID. And I'm like, what does one have to do with another? Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess there could be a shortage of oats. I highly doubt it. It's like all there are oats. You go to the grocery store, it's like there are just like 5-pound bags full of oats. And they're like, yeah, anyone can buy these. It's like, I don't know. It was just so crazy. I was like, so what do you mean it hasn't come back? And she's like, well, she's like, I hope it'll be back soon. You know, like most things have come back, but the oatmeal has not returned. And I'm just like, I feel like oatmeal is the easiest thing to return, you know? But also when she was like, it hasn't come back yet, I'm like, from what? You know, like a spiritual journey? Like, where is it? I don't know. It was just like, what do you mean you don't have oatmeal at this breakfast place? Like, I'll go next door to Vons right now and get you like a pound of oatmeal for like 8 cents. You know, it's just like it wasn't adding up. And I was really bummed out by that. But I was just like, the lesson there was like, I guess you just can't walk around assuming establishments have oatmeal. You know, it's like, I guess you can't just walk around assuming establishments have the capacity to serve oatmeal. You know, it's like, I guess I thought that was just like a staple ingredient. I thought that was just on every menu, especially breakfast menus. It's like, that's what you always get when you're like, ah, I don't really feel like eggs. I don't really feel like pancakes. It's like, I'll just have the oatmeal. You know, it's like there was just no safety landing spot on this menu. I just felt like I was free falling. Like, I was like, I don't really want eggs. I don't really want a breakfast burrito. It's like, I don't even want avocado toast, even though that's what I ended up getting, because honestly, that's what I always get. And I feel like I've talked about this before, and it's like, I know it's like so basic, but it's like, I don't care. It's like you'd be hard pressed to find a better invention than avocado toast. But this avocado, it was like, I just feel like, oh my God, I don't know. It's like when I make avocado toast, I am blown the fuck away. Like, I get some fresh baguette, I toast it, fresh avocados, little bit of salt, little bit of pepper, little bit of sliced mini cherry tomatoes. It's like, what? How did you guys go so wrong? But they did redeem themselves because I was waiting for my friend and I was so hungry. And I saw the kitchen's kind of like an open kitchen, and it was like super early, like there wasn't people there yet. And I saw they had this fresh rack of freshly cooked bacon. And when I tell you, this bacon looked perfect, it looked so good. And there was this woman there, she was one of the cooks, and I was like, listen, I was like, I'm so hungry. I'm waiting for my friend. Is there any way? Like, there was probably 200 pieces of bacon on this rack. So it wasn't like there was five and I was asking for one. I was like, is there any way I could get one strip of bacon just to tide me over till I order, because I'm just like feeling a bit weak. And it's like, I don't even know if she fully heard me or understood. It's like she didn't exactly hear all my words, but it's like she understood the thesis, and she selected a fresh little like individual parchment paper, and she wrapped one of the pieces of bacon and gave it to me. When I tell you, she saved me. I'm like in Titanic. I'm like, she saved me in ways I didn't even know a person could be saved. Like, she handed me this strip of bacon. I ate it. It was one of the best pieces of bacon I've ever had. And I'm a little bit particular when it comes to my bacon. I like it burnt to a crisp. And it was so good. And I ate it. And I was just able to tide me over until I could order my subpar avocado toast. I mean, looking back, I should have just got a plate of bacon. I would have been way happier. But it was just like, that's just kind of like always the hospitality I'm talking about. Just like that extra mile. It's like, is it weird for me to ask for a single strip of bacon? Sure. Yeah, it's not normal. But I was just feeling so weak. And a lot of my anxiety comes from when I'm like, feel like I need to eat. And I was just like, okay, I'm about to eat. And I did eat before the hike. I had a banana and an apple. And I was like, I should be fine till 9 a.m. breakfast. Okay, guess what? I wasn't. I don't know. I guess I really gave the hike my all, and I was just like needing calories. And it's just like, you know, another place would probably be like, no, sorry. Or another place would be like, all right, yeah, it's $1.25. It's like, no, I'm eating here. You know, it's like after she gave me the bacon, I turned around and spent 15 fucking dollars on, you know, an underwhelming avocado toast. It's like I'm being a patron. I'm not just walking in and like asking for bacon and leaving. And it's just like, why not? Why not? Ugh, I miss the hospitality industry desperately. I was so good at it. I was just so good at it. Okay, whatever. Moving on, I mean, it's been a tough week. You know, I burned off all my taste buds on last Monday, 1 week ago. I was at my dad's house and he had made turkey chili and he made me a bowl and he handed it to me and he's like, "It's really hot." And when people say it's really hot, it's like, I don't really hear them. You know, it's like noted, but also I don't care. Noted, but I don't care. I took a little bite and I'm like, okay, yeah, it is very hot. And I definitely felt like a little patch of my taste buds like suffering. So I'm like, all right, let's, you know, in my head, I'm like, let's give it a few minutes. The next thing I know, I have an even bigger spoonful and I'm putting the entire thing in my mouth. Instantly wiped out every single taste bud I had. I mean, these bitches are just gone, they're perished. They're nowhere to be found, and we don't know when they're coming back, unfortunately. They didn't say. So it was like, that's really tough. And I should have measured the time. I feel like it's a 2 day bounce back for taste buds. It's like the next day, my mouth actually hurt so bad. Like, not only were my taste buds gone, but my mouth hurt. I feel like it was a little better on Wednesday, and by Thursday, they had fully returned. So that was exciting. But yeah, it was really scary. It was really touch and go there for a second. I do feel like people are just taking nothing lying down anymore. You know, it's like I saw this woman like walking a cat on a leash, which I've obviously seen before. But it's like she was walking this cat and she was kind of like in a hurry. Like she's like, "Okay, let's go, let's go, let's go." And this cat was like resisting. Like it was like I've never been, it honestly seemed like the first time she had taken this cat out on the leash. And it's like, all right, maybe don't take your cat out on a leash for the first time if you're in a bit of a time crunch. You know, it's like if you're like, "Ah, I gotta be somewhere in 20, but fuck, I really wanna get my cat on a leash." It's like, that's not the window. You know, it's like if you have a leisurely couple hours that you have to like just kind of test out this leash with this cat, it's like, yeah, if you have the capacity to be patient and just kind of let the cat get accustomed to this new idea, and that's something you really want to do, it's like you're like, all right, I know I don't have a dog, but I still would like to incorporate a leash into my life. Then it's like that's when you do that. I just felt like this woman was in such a rush, and it's just like, then don't take your cat out on a walk with a leash. But people just don't care. You know, they're just absolutely pushing boundaries. I guess that's kind of all I wanted to speak on this week. What am I doing today? Well, I'm gonna edit the podcast and I'm gonna stretch while I do it. And I might make a soup, even though I don't have chicken. I just might do a veggie situation. I would love to make granola, but I don't know. I will be editing. Oh my God, I started editing the pumpkin patch video again. It's like I'm just on one. I don't know. I think the pressure of the quick turnaround of the pumpkin patch video is really stressing me out because it's like you do just need more time than that. Like, obviously, if someone was paying me $20,000 and they were like, "I need this video by Friday, no exception," I could get it done. And that's not to say I'm not motivated just on my own to get my own video out for, you know, $0. While that is still motivating, sadly, it just was like, of course I could get out a version of this video. But it was like, I just don't like it. I just don't like where it's at. Like, it just needs more time. It needs more perspective. And I didn't look at this video for a whole week. Like, it was dead to me. It wasn't even close. Like, I was like, I'm done with it. I'm moving on. And then, I don't know, I just, like, opened up the file and I was, like, looking at it, immediately saw, like, five edits that would, that instantly made it so much better. And I was like, all right. And now I'm just like, all right, should I just finish it? I probably will look at it today. It's like, I just can't stay away. I can't stay away. I need to compulsively edit something. I've been drinking coffee and I've been eating healthy. I have been eating healthy. I've not been drinking coffee, tragically. Oh dear. All right. It's gone off the rails. We are probably done. Okay. What book am I reading? I am reading a very good book right now. It's called When the Heart Waits. And I discovered this book from reading the Brené Brown book that I wasn't like taken by storm by. But in the book, she recommended this book. And I don't know, it just really like called to me. Like I said, I just feel like books come into your life when you're ready for them. And it's like, yeah, there's a trillion books. You can't read all of them. And she listed a lot of books that she, you know, throughout the book that she kind of recommended. But I don't know why this one like really stood out to me. And, you know, some of it is a bit of like this woman who wrote it, Sue Monk Kidd. She's like, she's Christian. Like she's very religious. Obviously, I'm not Christian. And it's like, it's those parts aren't heavy handed, you know, and they are more like universal. Like she is like, mentions like religion is like, I feel like we need to just put aside religion. Like, it's just like, it's not about religion. It's just about being human. So yeah, I'm not like endorsing any religious thing or like Christianity thing. And I'm not, you know, judging it either. It's just like, it is sprinkled throughout the book and those parts I'm like, all right, you know, it's just why not have an open mind and just read through it. But I am loving, I'm loving it. It's just exactly what I needed right now. It's so, 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 so good. So yeah, just taking a little dip from, you know, my page turning thrillers and just going in a more spiritual direction. Like I said, I've been liking to switch up book styles. Let's read a little bit of everything. Oh my God. Speaking of, David Goggins has his second book coming out. I mean, when I tell you, there was no way I saw that coming. I saw him post that and I was like, oh my God. It's like, why didn't I even consider that he could write a second book? It was crazy. So I can't wait. I'm going to pre-order it. It comes out December 6th. And that'll just be like a really powerful way to end the year. Oh God, I got to get a new planner. Okay, we cannot stress about that right now. I'm just going to take it a little bit easy this weekend, this Monday. I'm still going to work my ass off. Don't get me wrong. It's like me taking it easy is like I'm still just working nonstop. But, you know, I am going to probably watch a ton of basketball tonight. There's 15 games. So yeah, I just want to like get everything done so I can just like chill later. Have a blessed, I guess you'll hear this on Tuesday. And it's just been tough. Like the full moon, there's an eclipse tomorrow. It's just like, yeah. But the rain is a really nice and powerful backdrop. Oh, and it was really exciting because I took out Helena this morning and I bought this raincoat in Paris, no offense. And I've never had a raincoat in my entire life. I think I already talked about this. Why is it sounding familiar? That's so embarrassing. But I bought this raincoat and it's so cute. And, you know, I'm not like those people who are like I was in Paris and I wasn't like, but when will I ever wear this? Because I live in Los Angeles. I was like, guess what? I'll wear it when it rains because it does rain. So I got to wear my raincoat. So I feel really good about that. And that's about it. Rate, review, and subscribe, please. It's like, what more can we really say? I feel like I'm forgetting to say something, but I guess I'll leave you with the final thought of calligraphy is not cursive. cursive is not calligraphy.
Bye.